This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. Sticking with today's theme of trends, let's take a minute now to talk about higher education. Last fall, the number of students enrolling in college fell by about 3%, or nearly 500,000. That's according to new data from the National Student Clearinghouse Research Center. And over the last 2 years, since the pandemic started, about 1 million fewer students have enrolled in college. Marketplace's Samantha Fields explains what's going on.
There have been drops across the board in the number of students enrolling in college since the pandemic began, but community colleges have been the hardest hit. Their enrollment is down more than 13%.
That is a tremendous amount of students.
Moralee Keller is with the nonprofit National College Attainment Network. Most notably, she says,
what we're seeing is drops in enrollment in low-income and first-generation students.
Students who already faced hurdles in applying and going to college before the pandemic. Shalima Henderson works with low-income and first-generation students in New York City through the nonprofit College Access Research and Action.
Those students are less likely to go because there's more barriers.
And she says those barriers have only gotten bigger in the last 2 years.
Students have had to do more at home or had to pick up more responsibilities or reconsidering college or wanting to wait until things are in person.
She says some low-income students whose families are struggling financially because of the pandemic have also decided to work and make money instead of spending money to go to college, at least for now. For many students, too, having so much of their junior and senior years of high school be virtual has been hugely disruptive, says Shirley M. Collado at the nonprofit College Track.
You're talking about students who could not get instruction, could not be on a computer, did not have access to food or housing in some circumstances.
Without access to in-person support from teachers and college counselors, a lot of those students have struggled to navigate the process of applying to college. So far this year, the number of students who have filled out the FAFSA, or Free Application for Federal Student Aid, which is required if you want any financial aid, is about the same as it was this time last year. Not worse, but not better either. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.